Hi, good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9. You just heard Julie Arsenault with Island Girl from the album That Creature I Call Myself. This is Vancouver, right?
Yes, it is.
My name is Simon Armstrong, and I'm here, as always, with...
Alex Biron at our third mic.
Oh, Gavin Clarkson, hello.
A regular at this point.
Yeah,
well,
I am.
Yeah.
I mean, is that nearly your replacement, really?
Nearly. Right? Yeah, this is an unofficial audition as replacing Alex.
I mean, you've already got the job. It's
you're the only one who's willing to get up early.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's unpleasant.
Yeah. it's not that bad. You're a little excited. You know, you get up.
It's
you
bad. Gonna, it's bad.
Don't you give us that, Simon.
It's not. I like doing it. It's fun. It's fun.
We're having a blast. We're hanging out.
Yep.
We're already fighting over what we're allowed to do on the air.
Yep.
Disagreements plenty.
Yeah. Alex likes to disagree with the person who's taking radio as an education.
Well, we all
He's
know
in the
how...
captain's chair. Yeah. He has all the buttons.
Yeah.
I'm going to take his word for it.
BCIT is good for one thing, and that is getting recorded while you go to the bathroom. We all know that.
Wow.
I mean,
they're not even that good at that.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's what the school slogan stands
they
for.
They put a stop to it, yeah.
Yeah.
There's controversy aplenty. Yeah. I feel like I've said aplenty twice already.
A plenty of aplenty.
There's plenty of plenty going on.
But, there's voyeurs at BCIT.
Mm-hmm.
No peace.
For men, though. I mean, it's a nice change.
Oh, wait, it was in the men's rooms?
That's sexist.
Yeah,
really?
I've had to fluff a little bit before going to take
oh, man.
A leak, you know?
You might end up on the Fappening.
Yeah.
Local radio star?
Star.
I've been fluffing before I pee forever.
Forever.
Just hoping that someday someone might pick it
up. Well, actually, it's even weirder than that because it was all videos of guys taking dumps, so.
Oh, wow.
I guess because it's harder to chase after him with your pants around your ankles.
This is true.
Well, also, I mean, you got to be really, like, straight-up espionage action to record somebody while they're taking a leak. Like, you got to be solid snake.
You're standing next to them. It just
starts to kind of creep up. Oh, look at these people outside.
Yeah.
Sipping their coffee.
Oh, they're enjoying. I think the speaker's on. Did you hear the music when you were coming in?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
My brain's so foggy.
Yeah, fair enough.
And the other thing that's going on is that, you know, people are just trying to have fun, fly their pride flags.
Sure.
How could this possibly go wrong? It's about,
oh, man.
And it's on fire.
Yeah.
So
explain that. What are you talking about?
The pride flag was burnt.
The only one.
Yeah.
The main one.
There's only it has magical powers.
Yeah.
It was endowed with the power of disco,
the gold,
and fierceness, and it was crafted with unicorn hairs,
Freddie Mercury's tears,
and now it's no more. I don't know how you even burn a flag, like, discreetly.
Lighter, I guess, some gasoline.
Yeah, but it's up high. This kept me up at night. I was thinking,
I don't think that they, shimmied up the flagpole.
Well, they burnt it. Do you think they burnt
it down?
Fiery arrow.
You step on it, right? Isn't that what you do? You light something on fire, and then, that's how you burn a flag.
Right.
Aren't you familiar?
I guess you can lower a flag.
That's possible.
It's built into
They're
the mechanics.
They're not born in the air.
I was thinking, you bring a super soaker filled with gas, and then you spray it, and then you also spray... the little thread that goes up to it, and then you light the thread, and it just goes.
You could light
the
squirt of gasoline as it comes out of the super soaker.
I mean, that's
and have a plastic flamethrower.
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah,
if they do that, you can't even be mad. That's just so badass. It's
I mean, you're a bigot and a fool, but at least you're innovative.
You're ingenuitive in your hatred.
Yeah.
The suspect is still at large, but apparently, they have some kind of an idea of who. A person of interest. Identified in UBC Pride.
Oh, good.
Flag burning.
A person of interest.
Person of interest. I'm not sure what that. They've identified a person.
Third degree
Sergeant
burns.
Drew Granger told Ben City Buzz information about a witness. They've indicated to us. Okay.
He smelled strongly of gasoline and he had burns on his hands and arms. We think it's him.
Yeah, a melted super soaker.
There was pictures of Elton John with his eyes gashed out on his walls. We're interested.
Yeah.
We're interested.
This is not normal behavior for a decent human being.
He kept glancing at our tushes and then hitting himself angrily. He seemed to be holding back his own feelings.
No, no!
Yeah, a lot of anger. Now, I feel like they always have to say that, though. As soon as there's a crime, we have a person of interest. All that means is that you're interested in people and you want to solve the crime.
Yeah.
I mean,
they saw a guy, hey, come here.
Yeah.
And then that's it. Yeah, they arrested him. Yeah.
Yeah, but, hopefully they find... honestly, if you have any information, just call the show. Call it. What's the number they can call the show?
They call 604-UBC-CITR. That's 604-822-2487.
What better way to make things right than to turn yourself in live?
Absolutely.
You want him to call us and oh, yeah. confess, or her.
I want to take this guy down myself.
We have so many questions.
I mean, that's sexist. It could be a girl, too.
Like, this is true.
Yeah, but I feel like I can be a little rougher if it's a guy.
Oh, you can be a little meaner. Too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's,
I mean, I'm not happy that, you know, that's, but let's take advantage. Sexism works in this case.
Yeah.
I can.
It's alive and well in the studio.
I can punch. If it's a girl, but hey, listen, you can't be burning flags, sweetheart. No. I'll call her doll. You're getting away with
come
a
on,
lot.
Honey,
well, you burn flags.
You're a pat
I mean,
on the
come
head.
On. Let's talk about my sexism later.
After we deal with your
homophobic arson.
Yeah.
They're an arsonist and homophobe. They have two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
if they'd kicked a dog on their way out,
they
would have been just covering all the bases.
Yeah.
Oh,
we found an injured pigeon nearby.
Well, nobody likes pigeons, though.
Yeah,
hey,
that's not really a hate crime.
Okay, why do people not like pigeons? They're sweethearts.
How are they sweethearts?
They're just coming around pecking.
Oh, flying rats.
Ever had your...
What do you mean they're sweethearts?
Flying rats. Yeah. That's.
Have you cuddled a pigeon?
I would.
Would you?
Yeah, Tyson. He has doves.
Who?
Mike Tyson.
Oh, Mike Tyson.
How many Tysons are there? Jim Tyson from accounting?
I don't know. What are you, big boxing buff? Like, what are you talking about?
You know, I did box for a while.
Yeah.
And then I stopped because it wasn't very good.
And then it looks like it's been broken a few times. Why would you cuddle a pigeon? I feel like a swarm of mites and fleas would crawl off.
Would you bathe it?
Got those already.
True.
A bathed pigeon?
No, I want a swarm, a pack.
A
swarm of pigeons? Yeah. Like ghost
that
dog?
That I can command.
Like ghost dog?
I can send little little messages. Carrier pigeons.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Like carry diseases and messages.
And small bugs.
It was carrier, not cuddler pigeon.
Yeah.
They were never good at delivering.
Cuddler pigeon, right?
Cuddler. It's only a few letters away.
That's why they put feathers in pillows, because they come from cuddly animals.
It's an old tradition.
Yeah, they're definitely, my pillow is full of pigeon feathers. I got them myself.
But I love animals. I love dogs. And the BC SPCA has announced they've seized 66 dogs and puppies who were badly neglected from a puppy mill.
Oh, you know what? You know what I feel like happens to those dogs that are saved?
Where are my dogs at?
From the puppy mill.
What?
They're just euthanized.
Well, that's better than being at a puppy mill.
Yeah, it is, but it's so sad either way. Mm-hmm. Like, it's such a brutal, awful thing. These dogs are starved and, like, mistreated and just, like, factory pushed out. And then
that's not true,
and
is
then
it?
They're, well, at a puppy mill? I've heard that happen.
No, that they euphonize them as soon as they...
If you can't adopt them, then
dude,
that's
you know how
the
full that the pound is already?
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. It's better than what's happening, but it's just... There's no good. They're like, oh, we're being rescued now, and then
we need a Celine
Dion
bed under this story.
I don't know.
I wanted to read this as DMX.
We'll do it.
Different kinds. The February 4th seizure. What? 32 adult dogs. This is terrible.
Keep going. Keep doing it. Don't stop.
Bernese Mountain Dogs. Self-coated Wheaton Terriers. What? Standard poodles.
You're getting red. You're getting red.
Not a single bark noise, though.
The DMX voice is not great.
It's not easy for anyone but DMX to do.
Yeah, I mean,
that's really. I got a couple syllables into that, and I went, really, do I really know even what he sounds like? I know that he says what sometimes. Starts saying what? Say what again?
Misplaces his dogs
say
a lot.
What again? Yeah, you're supposed to start barking, I don't know, just have road rage.
This really proves that we have no listeners, because if we did, somebody would be calling right now to complain about that impression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really was awful.
Call in if you didn't like that impression, 604-UBC-CITR. Yeah. And if nobody calls, you can either take it as we have no listeners or they love that impression. So
that's great. Maybe somebody will call and say, hated the impression and I burnt the flag.
Yeah.
Ooh, wouldn't that be great?
Maybe they'll call and say, hey, I love the impression and I burnt the flag.
I'll say, I don't want your support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they'll admit that
take
they're
what
also
you can get. I don't know.
The BCIT peeper. This goes deep.
Well, that's that BCIT thing's crazy because it was November they caught him, and then they just didn't say a word about it.
Yeah.
And then they've been doing like PR sweep up for the last month.
Peeper sweep up.
We all got video emails from the
Oh my God.
Oh!
I'm terrified of this.
Yo,
hello.
What's up? You're
Let's hear
air.
It.
Hey, it's Stuart.
Hey, Stuart. What's up, buddy?
I just wanted to let you know that DMX impression was terrible.
Okay. Thanks, Stu.
What?
I mean, you said, you know, if no one calls, no one's listening, but I was listening. I won't be listening anymore.
No, Stuart, stick
around. Here's my impression of hanging up on somebody. What?
Stick around, Stuart, please.
Stuart, well, how are you doing, man? You were up pretty late last night. You had some advice. I was hosting the open mic, and Stuart came up to me, and he went, I don't know if you know this, but it's a lot easier to do this if you just drink the whole time, and you get drunker and drunker. I thought Simon would have really appreciated
that. I can understand
that.
I mean, when you're doing a four-hour open mic,
yeah, that was
you
want
to keep on drinking, because then by the time you get to hour three, rather than being like, oh, man, I'm tired, this is boring, you're like, wow, I'm having a great time.
Oh, yeah. Drinking's so good at making that transition.
I had to wake up at 6, though. I mean... And I,
boo-hoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like I said last night, you should have dealt with it then.
Like a
now
man.
Like I gotta wake up early. I'm like, well, think about that later. Just drink for now.
Yeah, that's
right. That's a good attitude.
Put off your problems.
That works.
Yeah,
that's right.
Bury them deep.
Yeah. So many problems that future Alex.
Stuart, you got a little plug you want to give out before I hang up on you.
Tonight I'm on a show at Heatley, new show.
Wait, where?
Mark Hughes.
Say that again.
It's called The Heatley.
The Heatley.
The Heatley.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Mark Hughes is putting on that show.
Okay.
Brand new. And it should be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Mark Hughes is my dog. What?
Absolutely.
All right. See you, Stuart.
Thanks, Stuart.
Right. Definitely not listening anymore now.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
That's Stuart Jones, accomplished Vancouver comedian.
Yeah, he did really well last night at one of the standouts.
It's not surprising.
You had fun last night.
Oh, it was a blast. Yeah,
you were wired last night.
Yeah, no, I.
Do you have a drug problem?
Yeah,
or a solution? I mean,
No, absolutely. It's. I wish I had a drug problem. I feel like drugs would be fun, but I feel like they.
You don't have to wish.
Fun.
You can make that. That's something that you can just do.
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't.
It's attainable.
Well, yeah, I suppose that. Like, I wish I could do drugs without them becoming a problem, but I don't think I'm that kind of person.
Absolutely.
So I've been avoiding them overall.
Those people are rare.
Because a bender looks like too much fun.
They usually end up dying.
They do.
I've known some people that's like, it's amazing. This guy can do all the drugs he wants. And then it's like, he died in his sleep. And you're talking at his funeral. There's been a number of people like that. I think their body just absorbs it and like insulates their heart with like dried up PCB and, you know, shrooms. And then one day it's like, and we're tapping out.
Oh, they have a candy coated heart with meth and crack. All the
crystal coated heart.
Yeah. We've got somebody calling in. Yeah.
At 8:30, we got Oracle Laura.
Wait, your name's Laura?
Or Laura. It's Oracle Laura. Yeah. She's calling in. She's going to,
that's one of the worst.
I don't know.
Actually, I don't want to say.
Great,
yeah.
That's a wonderful name. Her name's Oracle Laura. Yeah. now she's a dream reader. She has prophetic dreams.
Dream reader.
Ghosts and otherworldly presences come to her in her dreams and tell her. Famously, she had a dream about David Bowie before he died, where he came to her and.
Who hasn't had that dream?
Yeah, and he told her that I'm gonna die.
Did she make it public? Did she say it?
She makes it all public.
Oh, really?
Yes, she does. She writes all of the dreams on her Facebook page.
So that's a slam dunk.
Pretty much, yeah.
Nice.
Well, it happened 2 years ago, and I mean, you know, that's
Is that how long ago?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
so,
a.
So I mean, it's a little.
79.
Okay, let's not dig into this
69,
too much.
Sorry.
No. If someone comes to your dream and goes, I'm going to die. You're not a prophet.
You know,
it's
actually
logic.
I predicted that. 9/11. I had a similar thing with that.
Yeah.
But like 3 years before, I said something bad's gonna happen, and 9/11 happened 3 years later. So.
Mm. Whoa! You should talk to her about maybe like training
internship.
Yeah. Write a blog.
Yeah.
Padawan.
Yeah.
I'm gonna predict this right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm putting it down.
Okay.
I'm laying this down.
Give us the word.
Yep.
Dolly Parton.
Uh huh.
She's on her way out.
Oh God.
I'm giving her a.
Pardon me?
I'm 12-year window. She's... This will come true.
All right, all right. We're gonna take a little break here, but...
She's still alive, right?
I think so.
How bad would that be? She's already dead. You couldn't have been more wrong. Well, really, or was I just completely right?
Here in Vancouver, we celebrate our diversity and culture. And CITR is making Fun Drive all about it. Our goal this year is to raise funds to help grow more writers, broadcasters, and media producers, increasing the unique voices that grace our airwaves. Whether it's about specific cultural communities, musical genres, or alternative news, we want to hear it. Be a part of CITR's community. Donate, get cool swag, and party with us. The online donation page launches on February 15th, and the telethon goes live on February 25th.
Hey, this is Simon Armstrong from Vancouverite, Thursdays at 8 a.m. My co-host Alex and I love being on CITR, but we wouldn't be here without the support of our incredible community of listeners. Yes, it's time for the CITR Fun Drive. We're raising money to keep up these brand spanking new studios we've got here in the AMS Nest. Come see for yourself, and if you don't believe me, you can take one of the training sessions. Yes, donations help pay for those too. The Fun Drive runs for 1 week. We'll have volunteers at the phones from Thursday, February 25th at noon until Thursday, March 3rd at 9:30 p.m. It's all capped off by the huge Fun Drive finale at the Hindenburg on West Cordova. It's a massive celebration. You heard me. It's an old-fashioned romperoo of a telethon. And yes, I just used the word romperoo. Your donations will pay for some better words as well. We've got prizes, so listen to us Thursdays, 8 a.m., hear more information.
welcome back. This is Vancouverite.
Yes.
How's it going?
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, beauty.
So far, so good.
I peed, and I almost immediately have a full bladder.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah. That's coffee. That's the magic of coffee.
Why wouldn't it come out, you know? We're here.
All at once.
You know I need to go on radio, body. I mean, let's
just get it out. Did someone record you while you were peeing? Did you get a little bit of that?
Oh, well, if they did, they were a professional.
Oh,
yeah.
Not
yeah.
these
you didn't
BCIT
notice.
Hacks.
No.
That get caught.
He really needed to work on his stealth.
Well, yeah, it didn't help that while he was doing it, he went, oh, I'm going to watch this later. Yeah. What?
Wait, what? What?
Yeah, that looks great. Huh?
What is this vine?
He became an auteur. Yeah. He needed to, it was like Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
He's trying to direct it. And Gavin, what are you doing?
I was rolling all over cords and everything. I'm so unprofessional.
Oh my God.
Get out.
You've ruined our headphone
cords
here. I did.
Here. I'm sorry.
Gavin had a great idea for if you forget your headphones, you can go to there's a Best Buy, what's it called? Vending machine.
Oh, those, yeah, that little kiosk.
Gavin was like, you know, I was thinking I could just buy some headphones and then return them to Best Buy for full price.
Yeah.
Can you return from the vending machine?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. If you keep the receipt, absolutely.
That's a dirty boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we got a phone call.
Oh, Lord.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Oracle Laura.
Hi, Laura. How you doing?
Oh, my God. We're blessed.
Thank you very much. What can I do to help?
Well, we just wanted to talk to you. You told me that you had a dream about Nepal and the earthquake that recently happened there. What happened with that?
Well, I've been in touch with Nepalians for quite a while now, since last spring.
Is that right?
Because last spring they had quite a large earthquake, and many people had died. And I did not dream about it, but when I heard the news about it, and I heard that there was 5,000 people that had been found dead, I saw a vision in my mind of a number, and I saw 8,000. So I knew immediately that 8,000 would be dead. Following that vision, I believe it was about a week later, they did count 8,000, and it made news headlines. So it was all over the front pages of the papers. It said 8,000 dead, 8,000. Now, the good news is I had posted that vision before. Yeah.
On your Facebook?
And yes, on Facebook, under Oracle Laura on Facebook.
Yeah.
And a lot of people in Nepal had seen that. They had all found out about me.
And did they reach
out
to you?
I had so many phone calls from Nepal. I had people messaging me online on Facebook. I had people calling me on my phone.
Yeah.
People were just over there were so, you know, part of it was excitement, but part of it was they were reaching out for help. They were like, oh my gosh, you knew this. What else do you know? So
they're looking for more information from you.
Yes. And so I felt an obligation in a way. I felt like, okay, I do have to try to help them.
Yeah.
And so teachers were calling me from there asking for help. And students had called me saying, our teachers had told us about you in class. So a lot of even schools had been contacting
me.
So I felt this great obligation. I felt responsible in a way, and I wanted to help further. So what I did was I asked for more information of the next one, and I was given a date.
And what about locally? Have you been having any visions or dreams about local?
Yeah, where are these feet coming from that are turning up?
Can you help us out with that? Yeah.
Where is which coming from?
The feet, the severed feet. They found some severed feet.
Yeah,
I worked with the police on many cases, and
okay.
That was one in particular I have not worked on, but I did dream about it, and I did ask to know who was doing it, and he did explain it to me.
Yeah, so what cases have you worked on previously?
Yeah, how does that work?
The most recent case I worked on was a man who went missing, because I do work with missing persons as well as the police, and sometimes the police use me in regards to finding a missing person, and there was one gentleman who had gone missing last spring.
Yeah.
And that one was, he explained to me why he left home, why he went up into the mountains.
In a
and
vision?
It was,
okay.
This was in a vision, yes.
A dream?
So not in a dream, but in a vision.
In a vision?
Is a vision like, how do you differentiate? Is it like a waking dream, sort of, or what would you...
Well,
what would you classify a vision as?
if I get back to the Nepal thing just for a second, I can give an example of that, because in one instance, I was told on May 31st of 2015, so right soon after their last earthquake last spring, I did have a dream, and I asked, when was the next earthquake going to happen? And I was told February.
Yeah, it's
so
amazing.
So I posted that.
It's amazing.
And then on January 5th, which was had just passed, January 5th, 2016, this time it was a vision and a voice had told me. And they said, okay, it's going to happen soon.
Yeah, it's amazing that the Neapolitan people reached out to you, because there's so many of them. They're so diverse. There's, you know, white, brown, pink, all types of people, and they're reaching out to you, and they're looking for, you know, help from you. It must feel very...
They're divided.
Yeah. They must feel very...
separated,
you know,
yeah.
I don't know.
You just want to dig in.
You must be honored. You must be honored by it.
I feel in a way like, I don't know, like a superhero that wants to go there and rescue them. Like, I feel like I want to take that whole area and I just want to, like, keep them protected. But there isn't, other than giving them dates of the next ones, I can't really do too much more. So for those who believe, obviously there are ones who don't believe, you know,
believe.
They're thinking, well, earthquakes, you can't predict that. And I'm like, well, I just did.
Burn some shit.
Right. So if people want to read about your visions and your dreams, they can find you on Facebook, on your Oracle Laura Facebook. And where else can they find you?
They can also find me on my website, oracleLaura.com. Mm,
fantastic.
My book is available there for those who want to read about the Nepal from last year. I had put that in my book. So Oracle Exposed, they can download my book for free from my website, oracleLaura.com. They can also see me on LinkedIn. I'm pretty popular on LinkedIn.
Okay,
I've got
a
following there as well.
Yeah.
And also on YouTube. So I've got quite a few videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
And what happened with the missing person where he came in the vision and...
Yeah, did that work out?
Did it turn up or...
That one was quite interesting. So I did work with one police officer who did approach me about that. So it was just working with one police who was working on that case. So the man had gone missing. I can't give too much information because I had agreed not to give too much on that case. So I can't say his name.
Right.
Because I have agreed not to.
Of course.
But I will say that he had been found exactly where he told me he would be found in exactly the month that he told me. He actually told me a couple days before. He came to me again when I was walking outside. So sometimes they come to me while I'm awake.
Yeah.
And I had just been walking, and he said, okay, I'm going to be found now.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And then they called me, and they said, okay, he was found.
Wow.
So he was found deceased.
Oh.
And he was found exactly when he told me would be and where he told me he would be. But other than that, I can't speak
any
more on that case. Every other case, that's the only case I was told I can't talk about. So I can talk about all the other homicide cases I worked on.
The one that I asked details about is the one.
That's the one we want to know about. No, thank you so much for calling
in, Laura. Please call back anytime. That was a lot of fun and very humbling.
Thank you very much.
Glad to help. Thank you very much.
Ciao.
Bye.
All right, Oracle Laura.
Those Neapolitan people.
It's incredible.
Delicious.
Nepalese is the term.
Another crime maybe Laura could help out with. Oh, boy, I don't know what happened there.
You're starstruck.
I feel the shivers.
There's a robbery in, where was it, in Metro Van? No, Surrey. But it's weird. The woman pulled up in a Mercedes and then stole lotto tickets and cigarettes.
You got to pay for that Mercedes somehow.
I guess.
Like, this business plan is working for her. If she shows up in a Mercedes.
Scratch
and win?
Yeah. That's what I think. Like, you can't steal.
The person was like, you're supposed to be gambling responsibly. This is not. She's spraying him with Vermace. Get scratching. That would be fantastic, though. You go home and you just spread them all out.
Yeah.
And you just get to.
The only money.
Scratch all day. That'd be so satisfying.
There'd be small, weird slivers of whatever that crap is on it.
Yeah, silver crap.
You're inhaling it.
Yeah.
Breathing it in and breathing in your success.
Pure cancer. That is hardened cancer.
It really is. The only money she stole was the quarter to scratch them.
Well, you don't want to use your finger now.
No,
it's all gross.
Not. Yeah, that's
weird. You're going to be doing it all day.
This picture, she's like a bandito.
Well, you got to cover your face.
She was using using bear mace, yes?
Yes, to threaten the poor man behind the counter.
Oh, wow.
And is that really? That's pretty threatening.
Oh, it's awful.
Oh, I'd mess up your day.
You would be incapacitated. Right. It's mace for a bear. Yeah. It's putting a bear out. Like, right. I don't know. Yeah. That's horrifying.
Sure, you take the Scratchman tickets. Sure.
Yeah. But she drives up in a Mercedes. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Anyone could be.
That's how rough riders roll.
You think she just stole it with her bear mace?
DMX today.
Like, this is just
maybe
part
she
of
just
a bender?
Stole her, no, it's just incredible that.
She's on a streak.
Yeah. Winning. Somebody catch this woman. Get Oracle Lore on this.
Yes, exactly. Oh, my God. Have you ever thought about robbing anything?
Who doesn't?
Especially someone who does such a bang-on DMX impression.
What?
That's true.
We have a thug. Here.
I steal. I mean, what would I steal? I would steal.
What wouldn't I steal?
Let me give you a daily.
You wouldn't download a car.
Of my. What?
No, it's okay. Me and Gavin are on a joke here.
We're on the same.
Okay.
I don't want to be an honest. Okay.
No.
I do.
Yeah, I know you do.
My streak would probably include Sakura Media. I'd get all the manga. Because who wants those inflated manga prices?
Manga.
Oh, it's insane.
Yeah.
And like those sexy figurines. You could have them.
Oh, I'd clean them out.
Yeah.
Body pillows.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Good lord,
anime
would that
girl
be?
Body pillows.
Yeah. When people walk into my apartment, I want them to see those, and that's the first thing they think of me.
Yes.
Is my sexy anime figurines.
This is my first
condiments.
Girlfriend, Sakura.
Oh, I'm stealing condiments.
Yeah, like what?
Condiments in anime is going to be
spicy.
Your
these are the high, the top shelf, leisurely things that I can't afford, but I want.
Bubby's pickles, like organic cooler.
Gherkins.
Yeah, lots.
Give me all the gherkins.
Are pickles a condiment?
No. But I just said pickles for some reason.
I'd love to see a blooper reel of somebody trying to
relish, but
trying to. Yeah, I mean, I'm delivering a joke. Well, that's another good condiment.
Yeah.
I would love to see footage of somebody.
I'm delivering a joke. Shut up.
Oh, Sarah, where my dog at? Coming in.
Yeah.
Why would I do a visual DMX callback?
No,
finish your joke.
You know. Well, what was I talking about?
I don't know.
No, I'd love to see somebody trying to use bear mace to rob a convenience store unsuccessfully, and they end up, it's pointed the wrong way, and they spray themselves in the face. That would be the grand slam.
There's stories like I grew up in Yukon, and a lot of German tourists come up there to camp.
Yeah.
And there's so many stories.
I thought you were going to say a lot of German tourists come up there to rob and
pillage. Well, this is related because they'll get bear spray and they don't know what it is, but they assume it works the same as bug spray.
So
they'll douse themselves to repel the bears.
No.
Or they'll spray it around their tent, their campsite, and just eyes watering the whole time. And the best part about that is that the smell actually attracts bears because, you know, it's like it's spicy.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. It attracts bears?
Yeah, the smell does.
It's spicy.
And, you know,
because
they're
like bears are attracted.
Pepper
exactly. They're attracted to strong smells, so they'll spray it around
like
their
it
tent
hot.
And get it all over their crotch, most likely, and have an amazing camping trip. This is what camping. This is the dream.
Those poor German people.
I know.
And they're getting bit by mosquitoes because it's not doing anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is giving them that Leica virus.
Yeah.
Well, the what?
Is it? That's what it's called?
With the babies and the
little
weird
old heads.
Is that the Leica virus? Yeah.
I think it's Leica.
Where you get bit, a pregnant mother gets bitten, and the fetus inside gets born with a very small
head that
head.
Looks like yours.
I have a huge head. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he has a large head.
It's just a big body?
Gigantic head.
It's like a big little body. Yeah.
He's stocky.
It's called
muscles.
Don't worry about it. You know, you wouldn't know anything
about toned.
It. Are you?
Yes. Yeah. I have a swimmer's body, I've been told.
No.
Yeah.
More like a drowning child.
Yeah. I've seen Michael Phelps.
Yeah. You have nothing close.
Shut
to
up, Gavin.
Body.
Let's come back to that.
Oh my God!
What would you rob?
What would I rob?
Yeah. Liquor store.
Liquor store. Yeah. I would just break into a brewery and climb into
get
one
to
of guzzling. The vats and
yeah.
just float.
You'd be like that kid in Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Who just
goes
falls into.
Yeah. I like chocolate. I like chocolate.
Chocolate malt.
It's
crafty.
Yeah. I would have a float tank experience in a vat of beer as I meditated and
you would
drained.
Die like that student who went into the hotel.
I believe in you.
The LA that hotel, and there was footage of her in the elevator.
Oh God!
And she ended up in like the water reservoir. They'd find her body, and it'd be like, well, there's no mystery here.
Yeah.
It's very clear what happened.
I'd have a smile on my face. Yeah. I'd look very enlightened.
A grimace.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
Oh, I don't know. Nothing. We got to take a break shortly, but why don't you...
Poo-poo on your break.
I'm so sorry.
The February issue of Discorder marked our 33rd anniversary and is on the shelf of cafes, retailers, and record stores now. This month, we feature the sounds of Michael Redd, DOA frontman and politician Joe Keithley, the rebirth of Milk, an overview of Vancouver's underground venue situation, and more. We have album reviews for Nap Eyes and Cindy Lee, and live show reviews of Magical Clouds and Fields. It's all in the pages of your favorite local mag.
But towards a strategy of peace.
Any country on the face of the earth with an active intelligence program knows that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction.
Vancouver, right? That's Vancouver, comma right, question mark. Get it? It's your favorite comedy entertainment news and personal story-based radio talk show.
Does that mean you have listeners?
Every Thursday morning from 8 to 9. That's every Thursday at 8 to 9 a.m. Hosted by top-tier Canadian entertainers, Alex Biron.
Visualize, if you will.
Okay.
A mountain.
Okay.
And...
oh, I got a great inspiration right now.
Yeah.
I'm talking about his nose.
And Simon Armstrong.
I make all the contributions to the show. We're also like incredibly awkward and uncomfortable. So when we try funny man.
Dude, I can't remember what I was gonna say.
It's a show about intellectual conversation.
Pull my rat tail.
Friendship.
So what are you sweeping up after?
Can you stop?
Two of Vancouver's most intellectually stable men tell it like it is.
Alex is a hoarder of attention. How damaged is your heart?
The fans are raving about Vancouverite.
I don't really like it.
No.
But anyway, I was sitting in the bath.
It's a new way to make single people feel lonely.
So make sure every Thursday morning at 8, you wake up with Vancouverite on CITR 101.9.
Okay, have another drink.
All right, and we're back.
We're back in style. And I'm feeling awake, which is nice.
Yeah.
The show can begin.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always what happens, though, right? Yeah.
Always what happens.
We have a rocky, maybe sometimes not so rocky start, and then by 8:50 we're ready to go.
Yeah.
and then we're getting the finger twirl from a community living show.
Yes.
One of these days we're gonna talk our way into guesting on that show.
Yeah.
And we can all read 24 magazine together. It'll be great.
Oh, no. And then by 9:30 when we're on the bus home, we have the best lines and the most interesting conversation.
Oh, what were we talking about last week? About professional eaters.
Yeah, the wing bowl.
Yeah.
The wing bowl.
Gavin, people that eat a lot of food.
What,
your mom.
How much in how many wings in how long do you think that last year's champion ate?
Oh, man.
So give me the number of wings and the time frame.
Ooh, I'm going to say...
one man, chicken wings.
Yeah.
215 minutes.
In 15?
Yeah, why not?
That's pretty close. It's
what?
444 in 26 minutes.
Oh, my God.
That's a human eating
chicken
wings. I was
on a decent rate.
You're
then.
Actually,
if I extrapolate it out, that's
nice.
Not bad.
Your ratio.
I know my
you're
eating
disgusting.
Champions.
That is.
mine was way lower.
Yeah.
The fact that you could think a dude would just be on point for that.
Well, wings are small.
Disgusting.
And I've seen videos of them doing those hot dog eating
small.
Contests.
Wings are small.
Gavin strikes me as one of those guys who is like a little bit of a beanpole, but mm-hmm. he can put it back.
Just
like,
pack
I bet
it away.
He can eat. Some,
oh yeah.
Eat
yeah.
like a monster amount.
Oh, absolutely.
And drink.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Both of those things. My body is collapsing on the inside. I look decently healthy on the outside, but no, it's just held together with taquitos. So.
Speaking of collapsing, the scientists. Yeah,
the Council of Science.
Yeah, they.
Grand Wizards of... Wait, isn't that that's a KKK term.
I thought that's the joke you were making.
No, no.
I thought that was a clever, nice
yep.
little
oh, no,
nudge,
no.
but no, I know. They recently witnessed two black holes colliding and merging.
Oh, how nice.
I saw that in Pornhub.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. Yeah, but that's insane that black holes are combining.
It's nice.
Isn't
it's nice. Like you feel like, and especially around Valentine's Day, like there's someone for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Do you have some nice plans for Valentine's Day coming up?
We don't really do Valentine's Day. Our actual anniversary is actually today. So,
oh,
we usually don't celebrate Valentine's at all.
No.
But,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like you're, and I mean this. Well,
Oh,
this is going to be good. I'm so ready.
Strap in, folks.
I'm not racist.
Yeah.
No.
Grand Wizards.
I've met your girl and your
mm-hmm.
fiance,
mm-hmm.
and she does. She's very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like she has, like, she could get worked up. Like, if you mess up.
She has a ferocity.
A fierceness.
That's what Gavin likes.
She's very fierce.
All my girls in formation. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's in formation.
She embodies that song.
You want to get into that? Because we were talking about that before the show.
Another fierce woman, Beyonce.
Yeah, Beyonce. Mm-hmm.
She performed at the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
which all three of us are football fans.
Well, Coldplay, was supposed to be Coldplay's night. Oh, we're just going to come in and and it was all yellow. And then she just, she's just,
they played Fix You in the suit. It's like, what, really?
Coldplay is halftime music, isn't it? You need something else.
The scientist? Let's take it back to the
football.
The thing about the Super Bowl is that it's all corporate people. The tickets are so expensive, even the bad ones, that they're not. No, there's not no like Midwesterners there.
No, well, there's no middle ground. It's the richest people and the people that like sold
ruined their families.
I'm gonna go to the bowl.
Yeah.
So neither of those people want tender.
Yeah.
They want
No, the corporate people do because they go, "Oh, it's Coldplay, look," because they don't really
care. I don't know corporate people.
Yeah, but they're just going like, "Oh yeah, I know Coldplay, look, isn't this wonderful?"
And then Beyonce came out.
Can I get another champagne? You know,
Their trophy wives need Coldplay.
Yeah.
And then Beyonce comes out, and they're all like, "Oh, this is are these Black Panther?"
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
And now there's a controversy. Now they're planning protests.
They're miming a police beating.
Yeah.
I don't like being reminded of this.
Is that backup dancer getting choked out? They're miming him selling cigarettes.
Yeah. She... she did. She did a Black Panther salute, and then like you're saying, the choreographers
It was just a fist in the air. The Black Panthers did that, but it's more of a like a Black Pride kind of thing or a sign of solidarity.
That's what I said. I was walking around with my arm straight and my fist out, my palm down, and I said, "What? It's just it's a palm down. What are you talking about?" Yeah. No, it was a Black
Power
salute.
Pride.
Yeah, come on. No, it was. But so what? You know, like what is this the 30s Olympics? Do people still get worked up?
Yeah, exactly.
About that, like,
it's insane.
Good. Yeah. You know, Black Power is important. Good. Yeah.
Black woman showing her power at a football game.
Yeah.
This shall not stand.
Yeah, yeah. Especially at a football game.
Yeah. Especially football, which is such a white sport.
Oh God, no. Yeah.
Do they expect Beyonce to come out and just be like, "Why?" Yeah, that's what she does.
That's what she does. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And she was performing with Coldplay too at some point. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
They let him be involved, which is nice.
Yes.
Hey guys, are we going in formation?
Yeah.
I'm so ready.
She stomped on him with high heels.
Play your piano and
shut up.
No. I don't have nothing against Coldplay at all, but it's a weird choice for a halftime game, and they needed some spice.
People, I feel like now this is something else. I feel like people always say the exact same thing every year about the Super Bowl. The halftime show is weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they choose them, and that the game was boring. Those two things come up every year.
Yeah, every time.
Yo, this is the most boring Super Bowl of my recent memory.
They're just the defense is trying to really tighten down and win the game, and the offense looks nervous. Well,
it's the biggest game
it's
ever.
A football game. Yeah, but and then people all same thing last year with what Bruno Mars.
It was like a sports game with music in the middle.
Why did they choose Bruno Mars? He's like 5 feet tall. Yeah. What the hell do they think? It's like, what do you mean?
Yeah, you must have taken some offense to that.
Absolutely. I was like,
people talking about his height. He's talented.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not.
Well,
I'm just short. But
It was.
He sounds short when he sings. I don't like that. I like a tall singer.
Well, it's one of the few times you see him surrounded by normally heighted people. Because, his backup dancers and his music videos are probably 3 feet tall.
Yeah.
So he's, standing next to Beyonce in heels and is a tiny person.
Yeah.
So it definitely, that contrast was
He should have just stood on
jarring.
The piano. He should have come out of Chris's piano and just...
They should have got Peter Jackson.
Bruno on top! He's tap dancing. Bruno on top!
They should have got Peter
Jackson,
too. Are
we paying him?
All right, well, I'll try one more time, and we can see what happens. I'm not going to try again.
Oh, I was going to interrupt you.
Yeah, no, of course you were.
Yeah.
You're a hack. What was that?
No, I was just making fun of my laugh.
Oh.
I did a hack laugh after you called me a hack.
Is that what that was?
You're such a self-conscious person.
Well, I dish it out even.
The same thing that always happens when the Super Bowl comes around is there's people who like the Super Bowl, and then there's people who are like, "Oh, I hate the Super Bowl." And both parties are equally obnoxious.
The Sports Cup? What are you guys watching? Baskets game?
Yay, the guy caught the ball. They always have that sarcastic
How
comment.
Dare you enjoy things that I don't directly enjoy?
Yeah. Oh, tight pants guy threw a ball. Oh, great.
I'll tell you what won't be. I decided to watch Nosferatu instead.
Phantom der Nacht.
Yeah.
I went vintage sweater shopping, and then I watched Ingmar Bergman.
Ingmar.
I did that on purpose to highlight the fact that.
I see.
Yeah. Of course.
Oh, no. So this is weird. There's no.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not being rushed.
There's no community living here.
This is strange.
I don't know. What's the etiquette?
Yeehaw! We're keeping it going.
Do we just shoot on through? Oh, what's the etiquette?
Is that a question? Did you just ask that question?
Yeah. I don't know.
No, we put on auto DJ and
leave.
Go eat some oatmeal.
Yeah.
No, right. Baby, we're making this happen.
Yeah.
They'll probably be here any minute now, but let's make this time count.
Absolutely.
Let's do that.
Why am I hitting the table
so much?
Let's
talk about real talk.
I don't know. Yeah. Real talk. You know, something weird happened to me. I subscribed to this YouTube channel called H3H3, which is this guy who, he's basically just like he comments on YouTube culture pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
He does stupid videos. Anyways, he made a parody Facebook account for this guy named Slow Flow. Have you guys heard of him? He basically, he's like huge on Facebook. What he does, he takes other people's videos and does an intro to them. And he's like, you guys won't believe what this girl did.
When
she was jumping in a lake. And then he'll just play someone else's content entirely.
Yeah, right.
And he gets like, he's one of the most subscribed Facebook pages.
Yeah.
No matter what. Like he's like flagshipping the monetization of Facebook pages.
Yeah. Him and Fat Jew are on a yacht somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly same thing.
Mojitos.
And so
they probably do that at dinner parties too. There's like, oh man, Phil has the best story on, and then just like piggyback on other people's talent like all the time.
And so what this H3 guy did is he started a parody page where he intros the video of Slow Flow introing a video.
Oh man!
So like, yeah, this is definitely my video. I made this. Hope you guys enjoy. And then it goes to Slow Flow, and then it goes to the original video, and I guess Slow Flow must have found out,
right.
And he complained to Facebook. And since he's like spearheading the monetization of Facebook, mm-hmm. they're gonna listen to him. And so I turned on Facebook the other morning, and hit yourself in the face with the headphones.
It's because Gavin's on the cord. You really are a problem here.
Yeah, I can't. I roll everywhere.
And I was scrolling through my page, and it says I like Slow Flow.
Yes.
Not true. And I go. Mm-hmm. What the, no, how did I end up liking a page that I expressly don't like?
Simon Armstrong likes this, and then the little line below. Oh, they're so shady about that.
They deleted the parody page and moved the likes to the original.
No.
Yeah. Isn't that insane?
That's amazing.
That's some shady.
That is some Jews on the train in the middle of the night. Where did all the Jews go? They're on their way out.
They're gone. We're all being, you know.
It's just like the Holocaust, Alex.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
It's worse.
Yeah. It is.
I was forced to press a like button to unlike it.
Yeah.
So.
Suffering.
Terrible.
Absolutely.
He demanded to get. That is such a loss, because he went into that trying to like, I'm gonna in kind of a funny way draw attention to the fact that this guy's a hack and plagiarist, and he ended up it couldn't have gone more wrong for him.
Yeah,
yeah, he had like 100,000 likes on this parody page.
Yeah,
it's a parody page made for people who hate this other guy basically, and now he gets 100,000 free likes.
Yes.
Oh, that's genius,
isn't it?
Yeah. I hate how great his life probably is.
Is he really fat?
Fat Jew gets to do morning shows, and then they bring him in to talk about like the controversy surrounding the fact that, you know, you're stealing everything. And then he's nice to them, and they like forgive him in a minute, and they're like, all right, so let's talk. And then it's like, no, you're – come on. I thought you guys were going to skewer this guy. No, he's – you know, he has the same manager as us. And,
well, yeah, they have –
they're all in bed together.
They hold sway. Like, social media is seen as a legitimate form of counting your followers or your audience.
Mm-hmm.
So when people have, you know, millions of viewers, no matter how ridiculous whatever it is they're doing is, they hold some kind of power.
I learned recently that one, like, I think she's the top earner on YouTube, like even more than PewDiePie and everything.
Oh, really?
Is this woman that all she does, she plays violin in really unique settings.
Oh, yeah. God, do I hate her.
Oh. Yeah, and she's great at violin and everything, but I had no idea how much money she makes at this. She's like the top earner.
Yeah,
this is her creative process. Okay, let's see. I've done the ice video, so I'm gonna do fire.
Yeah,
ice and fire.
She's going through all the Zelda settings,
and then
did we do the fire temple yet? No, no. Play the violin.
She's like, she's a really bitchy person. She has a rider. Like, why are there no cupcakes? For the cave shoot, I demanded cupcakes. Only red velvet. Oh, we're doing okay.
I've never heard of this person.
No,
like bring her up. Violin dance fire. It's the most likes.
Violin Dance Fire. She sounds like a psychic.
That's yeah. a pretty yeah. cool album name or psychic name. Violin Dance Fire.
I would. Violent Dance.
It's
Fire.
Like Violent Dance Fire. Yeah. Oh my God! Violent I need to make a band fire? Now. Violent Dance Fire. That'd be. That I'd it? Hit it up in dance? All the clubs.
Oh, here we go. Here
Which
we go.
Which one is it? Oh, here we
He's
are.
He's coming in. So let's.
Ah, we're about to get shimmied out of here. So
I mean, this is, really is nothing without the video, anyway. So yeah. I think we got to wrap this up.
Yeah, we
absolutely.
Do.
Unless he trips while he's coming down the stairs, the next show's host is here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he's on the way.
Show him some love.
Oh.
You can.
Yeah. So yeah,
out.
You can email us 604podcast@gmail.com. We're on iTunes, Vancouver, right? ?
Mm-hmm.
We got Facebook. We got Twitter. We got everything.
Yeah.
Gavin, where are you going to be?
Oh, Goldie's on Pender Street this weekend. Saturday, come check that out. A big lineup of some super funny people. And then next Wednesday, I will be at Corduroy in Kitsilano at 9 o'clock for Chords Comedy. So do check that out as well. And like my page on Facebook.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.
Alex, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at the Comedy Shocker tryouts. I'm trying Whoa. Something new. I'm going blue.
Comedy Shocker.
I'm doing all of my dirtiest, most controversial jokes tomorrow at Pat's Pub.
His best DMX impressions.
And, we'll leave that off the table. Sometimes you try stuff out on the show, and if it doesn't work, you never do it again.
Yeah.
It happens a lot.
Yeah.
And, that's it. Come to Pat's Pub on Friday.
Yeah.
Have a brewski with me.
All right. I don't know. I don't. He's wandering around out there. I wish we could stay for another hour. I really.
Yeah.
I'd like.
We
to.
All love you so much.
Yeah.
But I see him. So.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks for listening.